Prologue. The Prisoner. Quote, "The only sure bet is that within 3 years of arriving in Macau, every one of these greyhounds will be dead," unquote. South China Morning Post reporter Simon Perry. We once met a greyhound who changed the world. His name was Brooklyn. In telling his story, we could simply describe what it was like to live with this unique dog and how loving him changed our individual lives. But he was much more than just our family friend. Mark Twain once said that truth is stranger than fiction, something which was more than apparent in our case. It's hard to imagine that a spotted dog would become the inspiration for a worldwide fight, that the campaign would be successful, and that after a decade of suffering, he would come home to us. And yet it happened. In fact, the 13 short years that Brooklyn spent on this earth would turn out to be one of the most consequential periods in history for greyhounds and for the broader debate on non-human animal rights. The life of this one dog signaled not only the end of dog racing in the United States, but also the emergence of the first movement to outlaw an animal abuse industry that was powerful, culturally resonant, and economically significant. In truth, our work to end dog racing started years before we met him. But the fight to save his life sparked what is now a global movement. The pages ahead describe a circuitous series of events that led us to understand that change is possible. In fact, it is absolutely inevitable if we only believe in ourselves. Brooklyn was born on December 10, 2008. On that day, a red fawn greyhound named Miss Clementine had a litter of 11 puppies on a farm in New South Wales, Australia. Clementine had failed as a racer and was now producing her third litter, this time mated with a 7-year-old dog named Overflow. A son of revered champion Brett Lee, Overflow had initially shown promise on the track and won 4 of his initial races. When he fell and was injured in his 10th outing, his career as a runner was cut short. Among Miss Clementine's and Overflow's puppies was a small white and fawn boy who had brown spots like a Guernsey cow. They called him Brooklyn. He was sent to the track the following year and raced a total of 7 times at venues in Dapto, Bully, and Goulburn. As an adult dog, he was strong with a broad frame and large, expressive brown eyes. Like his mother, Brooklyn was a poor racer. He never finished above 5th place and earned a career total of only $140. This was a common fate for his litter mates, and only his brother, Desperate Dan, made any real profit. Another brother, Earlwood Wonder, won a paltry sum of $50 in prize money. 2 of Brooklyn's sisters disappeared from official records altogether, while one other was listed but never given a name. By September 2010, at the tender age of 21 months, Brooklyn's career as an Australian racing dog was over. Cast aside, his owner decided to make one final score on the young greyhound. He sold him off to race at the Yat Yen Canodrome, located in Macau, one of the world's largest gambling havens and the only legal track in China. Owned by Stanley Ho, a powerful billionaire linked to organized crime, the Canodrome was a bleak place. No greyhound ever got out alive because once a dog slowed down or aged out, he was killed and summarily replaced. Hundreds of unwanted Australian greyhounds were routinely shipped to the Canodrome to race, then die each year. Upon his arrival, Brooklyn was placed in a small, dark, and empty concrete cell with no bed and no toys. He was a prisoner who had committed no crime. Sitting alone, Brooklyn must have endured profound loneliness and stress as weeks turned to months and months became years. But unbeknownst to him, a small ray of hope had begun to appear beyond the horizon. 5 weeks before he was even born, and nearly 10,000 miles away, the citizens of Massachusetts decisively voted to outlaw commercial dog racing. Their votes, cast on a crisp November day, shuttered 2 historic and powerful racetracks and brought freedom to thousands of greyhounds. This was the beginning of the end of American dog racing. a struggle that would one day reach the shores of Macau. For the first time, Brooklyn had a chance to survive what was known as the deadliest dog track in the world. What follows is the story of the rise and fall of commercial greyhound racing in the United States and an account of how our small nonprofit emerged from the ashes of a failed political campaign to make an impact. Finally, it is a remembrance of our three glorious years with a magical dog. We hope that readers will find inspiration in our chronicle and perhaps discover new paths to making positive change in the world. This history is based on the memories and reflections of Christine A. Dorchak and Carrie M. Teal and describes 20 years of working together to help greyhounds. The two of us grew up more than a decade apart on alternate coasts, one raised very traditionally and the other quite liberally, one an animal-loving Jersey girl turned lawyer, the other a poet and chess master turned political strategist. This yin and yang turned out to be a curious balance of opposites that is perhaps the reason that our organization survived and even succeeded against very great odds. Even beyond our own odd couple status, what follows is a tale of strange bedfellows and unusual heroes. We hope to introduce you to the many wonderful people who joined us year after year, often from clashing sides, to become like-minded champions for the Greyhounds. We will describe these people and our journey through the life of Brooklyn. For the ease of the reader, parts of our story are written in third person, but this memoir is entirely our own.